Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Zoom version. We want to thank all our listeners who are home, working from home, working remotely, who have been turning on the show because we're still tapped into this economy more than ever. And our next guest, I think there's two people. I only see one on my screen right now, is Aviva Sapers, CEO of Sapers & Wallach, and Evan Macedo from FEI, Financial Executives International, and also Sapers & Wallach. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Great. Aviva, you know, I've been speaking to a lot of clients. You know, I'm going to be speaking to one later today about insurance, protecting people, company investments. I would assume, just like the rest of us in this new economy, that you're busier than ever.
I am so busy, I don't know which end is up. I mean, the days go by in a blink of an eye, and it just seems like more and more things are bubbling to the surface because you can't get answers from the insurance companies because I think that their staffs or some of their technology is not up to speed. And then the clients, we're trying to make sure we're reaching out to everybody because in our world, it's not just insurance, but on the P&C side, people want to know if they have any coverage for business interruption, most of which they don't. On the health benefits, if you're laying off staff, you need to know what to give them on the way out the door or what's happening in the interim. And on the financial markets, which is the other side of our business, it's like a yo-yo. It's up and down and it's going down ultimately, but you got to hold people's hands and have them take the long perspective. So I kind of like firefighting in many ways. It sort of feels like there's just lots going on and we don't have enough firefighters and hoses to put out all the fires.
You know, that seems to be the message across the board, but everyone I've talked to, people I do business with and business friends, they say to me, I'm working harder and faster than I ever did prior to this month. More calls, more information. And you know, right now, I'll speak for myself. My health insurance, more important than ever before. My 401k, more important than ever before. You know, my employees' pension plan, more important than ever before. And so you're sort of like a firewall now to this economy.
Yeah, for us, I think at this point in time, it's important to continue to communicate. We're all getting bombarded with stuff on the virus. So you know, normally in a normal situation on the financial side, markets have gone up and down and you tell people to stay the course, but you always said you had your health. And now you're not sure you have your health and you got to figure out how to keep that going at the same time. And this, the isolation of having to stay home and the stress of families being at home, the stress of families being together, which may come up with more babies or more divorces at the end of all this. You've got that added layer of stress upon everything else that you're doing about, am I going to catch this virus? Are my loved ones going to die from this virus? We've gotten calls like, hey, does my life insurance, if I die from Corona, is it going to pay out a claim? And the answer, of course, is yes, but it's got people worried. So you've got all this emotional stuff going on top of market factors and other stuff that's happening around them. And you just feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. You can't get enough information. We've got government funding of things, and you're trying to distill which piece of that works for me. Can I get my hands on a little of this? How does that help me keep my employees on the one hand? I have clients that I've spoken to who've had to lay off and shut down businesses in the restaurant business. They're done for now. And I spoke to one owner who said it doesn't pay to keep a staff on to do this home delivery stuff. It costs much more to have the labor to make it all happen. I spoke to a hospital physicians group, and the number of surgeries has been cut in a third. And they're in a situation where they get paid, and the overhead for the organization is by billing the surgeries. If they're not allowed to do them, there's not the revenue coming in. And so therefore they can't contribute to the retirement plan. They're not sure if they're gonna have to furlough or lay people off or just ask the doctors to take a 50% pay cut. There's lots of ongoing unknown stress. Where's it gonna end? How long is it gonna be? A lot of stuff to juggle that is hard. And for us, I think the biggest piece of our role is to create some level setting, to be listeners, to calm people down, to let them know it is going to be okay. It's going to maybe different, but we will get through this and we'll get through it better together.
I like your perspective. And I think that that's true. I know you're making me think about myself when you talk. And as you know, I have young adult children, which in today's economy is an oxymoron. You know, I have a young one who could get sick, and I worry about her getting sick, but I have no means of being able to get to her if she gets sick. I can't go to a hospital. I can't go to her home. I'm in a limited category myself, so I have to be careful. And so I worry about that, and I really want to make sure that my health insurance is more solid than ever before. So
yeah, we did a call last week with some clients of ours who are looking to find out they're getting ready for retirement, and what do they need to do to be prepared to have the right health coverage in retirement. And we offer a consulting service that does that for folks getting ready. What are my Medicare supplements or add-on plans that I should be looking at? There's a lot. And the idea is you just need to know where to go and who should be your first call. We get a lot of those because we're a great resource as connectors to lawyers, accountants, providers, you name it. And I also would say during this time, it's important, even though they all say you got time on your hands, which I have yet to see. But if you do have time on your hands, it's a great time to get your own house in order. You should be looking at your wills and trusts and your beneficiaries. You should be looking at your health insurance and making sure you have what you need. If you're going to be transitioning from the employer plan to the government plan, what does that look like? And what are the things that are and aren't covered? How do you get your prescription drugs at this point? Is it mail order? Is it the drive-through at Walgreens? I mean, you know, there's just so many moving parts. And if you don't have video conferencing, it's important to get it. I tried to set my dad up for a team meetings the other day, and I realized his computer didn't have audio or camera. So after downloading the software, I had still made no further progress with him. And trying to teach the seniors to do some of this stuff where they don't either have the technology or don't have the mental capacity because it's a whole new world for them is challenging, but it's the best way for them to stay in touch too.
I think your point on wills is very important. You know, a couple of things that you've struck as we're talking is that I was on a Zoom call yesterday with a client, and he said, I hadn't been dealing with my will. I still don't have my will in place. I'm like, oh my, you better move now. Lawyers are still working on wills. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, 2 weeks ago, one of my friends said to me in a Zoom call, he said, I think I'm going to lay everybody off. And I said, I think you should wait to see what the government's doing before you lay people off. And he said to me, I'm going to do it. And 4 days later, he said to me, I'm thinking I got to bring people back because I need to get the tax credits. Or I need to look at what's going on. And, you know, what I said to him originally was, if you close down, you may not be able to open up again because we don't know how long this is going to last. And if this is a new economy, you've got to find a way. And this is something I do more to do business via the internet. And, you know, I do have a client in the food industry that over the last 2 weeks went online right at the start. And quite frankly, they're up 25% right now. I don't know if it'll maintain itself, but this has actually turned into a windfall for them.
Yeah. You do have to make lemonade out of lemons. You've got to think through what you can do. You've got to get sort of suited up for the new future. And you need to see what that looks like and figure out how you can do what you do better. In a different way that the customers can appreciate, can utilize, and can access. You can dream up all you want, but it's got to be something that other people can relate to and can get access from.
Now, I don't know if I'm asking the wrong question. You come from a family business. Your father's in his 90s. He's been through a lot of crises. Does he have a better perspective on this than some of the younger people who are out there in business right now?
Sure. I mean, Dad and I talk, and he's like, yeah, we'll get through this. We'll come out the other side. We've lived through lots of challenges, lots of crises. And yes, this is a little different one because the news spreads so quickly now versus in the olden days. And secondly, because like I said, it's financial and it's health-wise. And maybe we're slow to react. And it's worldwide. You know, all of those things are slightly different. But once again, we will get through this. We will have to adapt and we'll have to figure out the ways to maybe new ways of operating and new ways to do business. But
you know,
that's why we're good people to say stay the course, you know?
You know, I'm finding that my older entrepreneurs are on average calmer than my younger entrepreneurs that I deal with.
Yeah, Dad says he's a fatalist. He's okay going to shop at Costco's at you know, at 91 during the senior hours and washes his hands when he gets back.
Tell him paper towels for Jeffrey. Evan, before we go, do you have any questions?
Yeah, you know, I know we get calls all the time on what to do with the market because the market has been such a volatile place lately. How are you responding to clients when they do call and ask you questions on what they should be doing if the market is all over the place as it is now?
Generally, for people that aren't in immediate need for cash, we're telling people to stay the course. We do believe that the market will recover. The government's putting $2 trillion into it, said that it will recover. It's just a question of when. And even if you're in retirement, you've got many years, I hope, unless you've been struck by Corona, you've got many years to live and to need to have income for. And so we're suggesting that people stay the course. If they want to get a little more conservative, we might roll a few things in internationally and fold them into the U.S. sector, which we still believe is one of the strongest economies around. So we might tweak at the fringes. We do want to make sure people have enough cash on hand. We actually, for those who did buy life insurance that has cash value, it's a great resource to get your hands on money if you need it in a pinch. There's a lot of different things that we're advising folks. But it's important, and we've been stressing this for years as financial advisors, having at least 6 months of sort of cash or liquid assets on hand is always advisable because crises do come up and things do occur.
Well, you know, it's great talking with you, and we know you're going to be a regular on Radio Entrepreneurs during this new economy. I don't want to call it a crisis, new economy, and with Evan. And if somebody was looking for your advice at Sapris & Wallach, how would they find you?
So we are all online. So anything you'd find at our website, which is www.sapris-wallach.com, will get you access to the team. And in addition, our phone number is 617-225-2600. We all have different extensions, and we do have direct dial if you need to reach any one of us. It's also important, if you're interested in reaching out, is to just make sure that you listen to the radio show and stay in touch. You know, Jeffrey knows how to get a hold of us as well.
You know, a client asked me last week, they were talking about different firms, and they asked me about you. And they said, what do you think? And I said, has always been my most credible source for an honest answer. So,
well, we try. I mean, if nothing else, we are great connectors. We like to be people's first call because we can usually direct them in the direction they need to get their answers if we can't do it ourselves.
No, but you don't like to compromise, which is what I was saying. And I think in a nice way, you don't compromise.
No, we want to help people. That's how I get out of bed every day, is so I can help more people.
Well, good health to all of you. And Evan, thanks a lot. We know we're going to be doing a lot more interviews with you and the FEI, one of the Radio Entrepreneurs partners. Again, we've been speaking with Aviva Sapris, CEO of Sapris & Wallach, Evan Macedo from FEI, Financial Executives International, and Sapris & Wallach. Thanks, guys, and be well.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.